This will be Aeneid Book 1, lines 539 to 549, just through the first word, the panetiot. All right, so start with quod genus hoc hominum. Now, obviously, there's not a verb here. This is an ellipsis. So what sort of men is this? Quae tam barbara patria, or what country so barbaric permits hunc morem this custom? Hospitio prohibemur harena, we are kept away from the hospitality of the sand. Bella incint, they stir up wars. Primae vetant consistere terra, they forbid us to stop on the first land. Si genus humanum et mortalia timentis arma, if you scorn the human race and mortal weapons, ought still sperate, expect that Deus memores fandi atque nefandi, that the gods are mindful of right and wrong. Okay, so far what's going on is these are events that are really not covered by Virgil, but Ilioneus is basically saying that someone, and he is assuming the Carthaginians are responsible, are actually trying to keep them, all of the survivors of the storm, from landing here, and that they even threatened war. And he's saying how barbaric, and you know, even if you don't care what humans think and you're not afraid of human weapons, still you need to remember that the gods are mindful of right and wrong. So on line 543 here, you got nefandi and fandi. Really, these are gerunds, but the way that they're used here has kind of lost the verbal quality, where it's just literally things that should be uttered and that which should not, and so right and wrong. All right, so far we've got, what type of men is this? Or what country so barbaric permits this custom? We are kept away from the hospitality of the sand. They stir up wars. They forbid us to stand on the first land. If all of you scorn the human race and mortal weapons, still expect that the gods are mindful of right and wrong. Okay, so the next line, 544, contains a dative of possession. So rex erat Aeneas nobis, so there was for us a king Aeneas, or Aeneas was the king for us, or you could just say we have a king Aeneas. Quo histior alter, nec pietate fuit, nec bello maior et armis. All right, so the quo there is starting with an ablative of comparison that's being used with histior and maior. All right, so than whom there was no other more just in piety, nor greater maior in war and with weapons. Right, then you have to go to the quem. Quem here is really more of a hunk, so not which, but that. Si fata virum, quem virum servant, if the fates preserve this man. Si vescitur aura etheria, if he feeds on ethereal air, on the upper air, so if he's still alive, it's basically what they're saying. Neque ad hunc crudelibus occubat umbris, and if he does not lie till now in the cruel shades, in the cruel shadows of the underworld. Nec metus, there is not fear. And so this is an ellipsis. You don't have the verb to be. You have to put it in. So there is no fear. Nec, nor. Pinitiat, may it be something that you repent for. Okay, so this is a verb that's kind of hard to translate. but it will not, you will not be sorry that te certasse priorem, that you have vied first officio in duty. So this whole thing, what he is saying, Ilioneus is saying, is that we have a king, he is great, he is one that is more pious, greater in war than anyone. And if he's still alive, you will never regret having helped us, because once we find him, he will repay you, is what he's saying. All right, so if you start back all the way at line 539. Right, so what sort of man is this, or what country so barbaric permits this custom? We are kept away from the hospitality of the sand. They stir up wars, and they forbid us to stand on the first land. If all of you scorn the human race and mortal weapons, still expect that the gods are mindful of right and wrong. Our king was Aeneas, than whom no other was more just in piety, nor greater in war and with weapons. If the fates preserve this man, if he feeds on the upper air, and does not till now lie in the cruel shadows, there is no fear, nor will you be sorry, nor will you repent that you have vied first in duty. Right, so that's their first thing, is that they're going to look for Aeneas. Plan B is in the next couple of lines.